if you have not noticed, chaos at America's airports has made headlines recently. Last weekend, we reported about one air traffic controller, what he called a, quote, horror show at JFK Airport here in New York City. Dozens and dozens of planes sat on the tarmac for hours, filled with passengers. Thousands of bags were delayed or never made it to their destinations. People slept at the airport for a couple days, and then a water main broke, flooding the international terminal. So weeks before that, the world's busiest airport, Hartsfield in Atlanta, lost power, canceling more than 1,150 flights. The recent airport fiascos underscore the infrastructure concerns at our nation's airports. So the American Society of Civil Engineers recently gave our nation's airports a D grade. Airport congestion is on the rise, creating a drag on the economy. And ASCE says it's expected that 24 of the top 30 major airports in this country may soon experience Thanksgiving peak traffic volume at least one day every week. And if you look at this graphic, you know, last month, the nation's airports released a report saying they require $100 billion in infrastructure needs between now and 2021 because of this congestion. That price tag has gone up 32% in just 2 years. Airports want Congress to eliminate caps on passenger facility charges. They want the FAA to allow them to charge more than the max $4.50 per passenger so that they can invest that money in infrastructure. And meanwhile, there are efforts to modernize our air traffic control systems. The president wants to privatize air traffic, stripping the responsibility from the Federal Aviation Administration and giving that responsibility to an independent, non-governmental, nonprofit organization. The administration believes this will speed up modernizing our air traffic control systems nationwide. And the FAA is currently handling the so-called Next Gen program, which is updating our 1950s era radar systems to satellite radar technology, which would lead to less delays and more efficient performance. And they hope to be done by 2025. And, you know, currently, Mike, there's a 48-member bipartisan congressional group called the Problem Solvers Caucus. They met on Tuesday. They're trying to draft a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. We'll see what happens.